In his latest book, The Story Cure, Denty W. Moore diagnoses the problems that plagues writers and offers prescriptions for improving the health of a manuscript. Texas Public Radio contributor Yvette Benavides offers us a review of the book that seeks to heal what ails writers.
I need a book doctor. If you haven't heard that term before, a book doctor is someone who will take a presumably moribund manuscript, put it on a strict regimen of big picture prescriptions, a look with a tongue depressor down the throat of the thing, shining a light there to see about improving development, structure, organization, and flow. Right now, I need The Story Cure, a book doctor's pain-free guide to finishing your novel or memoir by Denty W. Moore. Yes, that's his real name, and most writers know him for the remarkable Brevity, a journal of concise literary nonfiction, over at brevitymag.com. From the outset of the book, in the very first chapter, Diagnosing Problems of the Heart, Moore encourages the writer to find the heart of the story. I mostly disavow books about writing, though I've read more than my share of them. However, with this simple, sympathetic prescription, Moore gets to, well, the heart of the problem that plagues writers. Writers write, but writers also do other things, follow other vocations or jobs, take care of families, pay bills. It's easy to lose the thread of the story we most want to tell. Each chapter offers a series of possible prognostications and cures. Moore uses case studies from classic and contemporary writing to make his point, citing examples from everyone from Dickens to Joseph Conrad to Cheryl Strayed. Subsequent chapters cover a litany of vulnerable and susceptible organs of the whole book, elements like beginnings, character, dialogue, setting, sensory detail, voice, point of view, plot, and structure. The first half of the book is dedicated to ailments and their cures, and the second part of the book is devoted to what the good book doctor terms checkups, taking us through deft and definite revision processes for good maintenance. He also offers up suggestions on healthy writing habits. Writing and sticking to a project just isn't an easy prospect, and it's one that will never come with instantaneous rewards. Most really good writers I know work hard at their writing, and they do it because they can't not do it. And who are we, anyway, if we're not telling stories and getting at the deeper meaning and truths of our lives? When I've been down with the maladies that afflict me, I found myself climbing up to better health I just don't take for granted. I take care of myself, I'm reasonably active, watch what I eat, and fend off vices, but the wear and tear of time marching on isn't easily stemmed, in spite of my best preventive measures and practices. I do know I want to be around long enough to share the stories about the U.S.-Mexico border, a place where too many mercilessly perish from preventable diseases. But that's a subject for another commentary. I've read books and articles about health and fitness since I was a teenager. Today I still might try a new eating or fitness plan, knowing that over a protracted length of time I might feel better. Even at my age, I find that there is always more to learn about how to take care of my body and my mind. Similarly, I'm a writer and have been my whole life. I've taught writing for 27 years, but I've never stopped being a student of writing, and I never will. I have a story to tell that can't wait anymore. Why wouldn't I down another glass of water? Track another 10,000 steps on the gizmo on my wrist. And why then wouldn't I read a book like The Story Cure? Even as someone who writes for a living, who teaches it and can think of little else, sometimes it's difficult to perceive the pitfalls in my own work. There is such a thing as being too close to it, as being myopic even, and seeing the panoramic view of the forest and not a single tree. Antonin Artaud famously said that no one has ever written, painted, sculpted, modeled, built, or invented except literally to get out of hell. Illness can be a literal hell, but so can a voice silenced by not writing. We write from our wounds, brandishing our story like a brimming salve to reach the wounds of others. And so the story cure cures the story.
Yvette Benavides is a professor of English and creative writing at Our Lady of the Lake University. The book is The Story Cure, a book doctor's pain-free guide to finishing your novel or memoir by Denty W. Moore.